Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Wednesday morning. Jets got some good news yesterday with Sam Darnold, and the Yankees got some good news last night as the Astros are getting pushed to the brink. And even if the Astros end up taking care of business at home, Game 5 with Gerrit Cole on the mound, who has not lost since May, this at least makes the Astros a different team going into the ALCS, having used both of those guys twice, having to start a different guy in Game 1 of the ALCS, and that's at the very least. At the most, they might avoid him completely, as the Tampa Bay Rays last night, in impressive fashion, they get to Verlander, they pitch their asses off, and they are bringing this series to a brink. And every other series in the postseason so far, going to five, the Yankees the only one sweeping, taking care of business, and hanging out. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. And it was great for the Yankees and their fans last night watching Verlander getting torched. And again, you know, it kind of touched the money. You know, he said to A.J. Hinch the night before on the bench, give me the ball, let's end this thing. And he didn't end it. As a matter of fact, you know, that kind of action fuels the fire for the other team. It's motivation for the Rays, just like it's motivation for, like, say, the 49ers when they play Baker Mayfield and the Browns. Any sort of, like, and I know, like, sometimes we make a little bit more of it than you would think that in reality that it actually affects people, but I do think it affects people. I think, like, if you're very confident and you're overly confident and you're saying things and it gets back to the other team, and in this day and age, nothing gets missed, there is going to be a level of, just determination and disgust from the opposing team. And I think we saw that from the A's last night.
The Rays, yeah.
I mean, the Rays last night. And the fact is that, you know, Verlander wasn't great. I give him credit. He wanted to go on short rest. He wanted to get it over with. But, man, I mean, they were after him. I mean, they weren't backing down. They weren't intimidated. And that's the beauty of it, because the Rays are one of the lowest paid teams in the league, and they're just playing baseball the way the Rays play baseball. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to be easy in Houston, that's for sure. That's a whole other set of circumstances. But I do think how it affects the Yankees. If the Yankees end up playing the Rays, guess who's got home field advantage?
Yeah, the New York Yankees, right.
If they end up playing the Astros, guess who they're probably going to see in Game 1? Zach Greinke. And he ain't Zach Greinke of old.
No, absolutely not. And he's a distant third to these
good,
other
man.
Two guys
this
in that
good
rotation.
For the Yankees, man.
I think it's really good. Yeah, and I also think that this, you know, makes the Astros look a little less invincible, too, because you felt at the end of the regular season, the way that they were playing, the way that those two guys took the series, took the ball in Games 1 and 2, and the way that they pitched, they just seemed invincible early on. But now, after you watch the Yankees sweep away the Twins and it wasn't even a match, and now you've got this happening here with the Astros, you feel like, you know, the Yankees are in prime position to, you know, feel like favorites going into that series. Now, because of the home field, they'll probably still be a slight underdog, but man, I tell you, this could not be working out any better. The only way it could work out better is if the Rays finish off the Astros.
How about all the front-running Rays fans showing
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I know. But you know what? I think that helped the team. I really do. Because if you listen to all their post-game interviews, yeah, every one of these guys was talking about the atmosphere and that building and the fans that showed up. I think that they get inspired because they're actually playing in front of Rays fans. Yeah, they're total frauds, and yeah, they don't show up during the regular season, and yeah, next year they're not going to show up, regardless of what they do the rest of this year. But the fact that this team, I mean, they seemed inspired by a lively crowd, a lively home crowd, that they never get. I mean, that building is still awful, with the bullpens that aren't bullpens, and the catwalks, and everything that's there, but I mean, when there's fans in there that are cheering on the Rays, it's a different atmosphere. It's one of those weird old buildings that somehow works in the advantage of the home team because it's so weird, old, and strange.
You know, the amazing thing is the Tampa Bay Rays have a total expenditure of $64 million on their roster, okay? And the Houston Astros are up at $168 million on their roster. And when you think about the amount of money that Justin Verlander makes compared to the roster of the Rays, it's almost like half.
Yeah, I know.
It's unbelievable.
It really
is.
Good.
It's a great story, and it's great for the Yankee fan because you want the Astros pitching staff to be extended. That's really what this is all about.
And that's exactly what's happening.
Top of the fourth inning, Altuve thrown out at the plate.
Oh, that's right, man. There is a turning point, man. That's a solidifier, at least. Yeah.
Kiermaier gets the ball, throws it to Adames, and Adames is like, you know, totally ready, like, and his body was set up to be able to throw the ball at home. The ball was perfectly thrown, and that was a seed from center field.
Yeah, it really was. Seed. And then, of course, it goes to review. It looks like maybe Altuve had gotten his hand in, but he did not. I mean, that play right there.
Travis Darnell.
That's right. Yeah, that's him. That was him behind home plate. I mean, that was as perfect an executed play as you could possibly have in a spot where you felt like the Astros were really mounting a comeback in the game, and that just shut them down. I mean, that was the end of it. That's just perfect. That's like those old videos. What are those Tom Emanski videos, man? This is it. This is textbook right here. It doesn't get any better than that. And you just felt like they weren't losing that game last night right from the get-go as they jump on Verlander all over the place. But, you know, now they've got a game 5 against Gerrit Cole, who doesn't lose, you know, in their building. This guy hasn't lost since May.
This would be an unbelievable accomplishment for the Rays. Now, they've had a great year and everything else. And winning 2 games at home and doing it the way they did and beating Verlander, it's huge. It's huge. There's no question about that. But going into Houston and being Gerrit Cole, that would be something.
Yeah.
That would really be something. That would be amazing is what that would be.
Yeah, no, I would be a tremendous upset. I mean, of epic proportions if they were able to pull that off. Being down 2-0, then to win 3 straight.
And then have Glasnow going for Tampa, right?
Right, you do. And of course, he was unbelievable the first couple of months of the season. He ends up getting hurt, comes back in September, slowly works his way back in 2 innings, 3 innings, 4 innings, pitches pretty well, gets game 1 of this series, goes 4 1/3, couple of earned runs. But he is, you know, he's been really, really good on the road in his career. He's someone who's got exceptional stuff. Like, he's so talented. You just wonder, can he go toe-to-toe with Gerrit Cole? Now, you know, Kevin Cash and the Rays, they don't care. Like, if he doesn't have it, like, in 2 pitches, they'll go to the bullpen. They'll use everybody. You know, you saw Blake Snell close last night for them. You know, Charlie Morton only with a couple of days rest. They'll figure out a way to get him in the game at some point. You know, so if Glasnow somehow gives them 4 or 5 innings, I mean, that sets up the Rays perfectly if they're within striking distance and they can score at all against Gerrit Cole, which is really going to be the question.
Yeah, I mean, the Rays used 6 pitchers last night. And yeah, but look, even no matter who you are, as a, you know, who the Yankees end up playing, both pitching staffs are going to be pushed. Push to the limit, you know what I mean? And that's good. That's good for the Savages.
Yeah, no,
hopefully the Savages show up and, you know, whoever they're playing, they're going to take a part.
Yeah, but how about the Rays? So last night, their closer starts and one of their starters closes. So you had their closer start, Castillo starting, and then Blake Snell closing. I mean, they do it all sorts of ways. Well, you got to give them so much credit.
I think there's a level of unselfishness that has to, you know, permeate the team. And Kevin Cash has done a good job of getting the most out of all those players. But think about it. Those players, you know, they all know that they're the lowest paid team in the league. They all know that they play in a horrendous ballpark. They all know that nobody has given them a chance to beat the Houston Astros.
It's all fuel.
Hell, I mean, it's just like they are riding on like this edge. Like, they all have a chip on their shoulder. And it's working. And it will be something. If they're able on Thursday, if they're able to beat the Astros in Houston, that would be an unbelievable accomplishment. That would be great.
Yeah, and whatever team comes out of this to face the Yankees, they're going to have to face a well-rested lineup that is just going to grind them into dust, whoever it is. And that's what the Yankees have. They just have this lineup that grinds everybody out. And, oh, by the way, Aaron Hicks says he's healthy enough to come back now, too. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with that.
All-star team working out in Tampa, by the way.
What's that?
They got a whole nother All-Star team working out in case.
Right, right, exactly. No, I know. But, if Aaron Hicks can come back, I mean, I'm not messing around with that lineup. The way that Brett Gardner's been playing,
the fact
that he's hitting third, the fact that these at-bats that he's putting together.
I think they're going to want an extra arm, like Flaherty told us.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that was more like Hicks wanting to get back in. I think they'll probably be smart and say, no, we're just not going to mess with this thing. As good as the lineup was, in those three games against the Twins. Why would you touch it? Why would you mess around? So we'll see how they handle that.
I mean, you got Frazier and Ford hanging out together.
Yeah.
Frazier just talking about, he's still got a little, he's got like a little nippiness to his, attitude, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, man.
I mean, he's trying to say the right thing, but there's always like a little bit of I belong there.
Yeah, well, I kind of like that. That's why, it's tough, man, because you sort of toe the line. Like, I like the fact that he wants to belong and he believes in himself and he's confident. And then he goes a little bit over the line when he's complaining about stuff.
But, you would too, though, because he could start for any other team in Major League Baseball. Maybe not start, but he can make any other roster in baseball and get his time clock going.
Right.
And it's been so inconsistent for him because, part of it's him and his defense in the outfield. But the other part, let's face it, is the Yankees are loaded.
Yep.
And, who are they going to replace him? Who are they, going to take out to put him in? Nobody.
Well, especially when the backups to Giancarlo Stanton have been better than Giancarlo Stanton, right? So if you're Clint Frazier, you look and you see Mike Tauchman doing what he does, with Cameron Maybin doing what he does, you just fall farther and farther
there's
away.
There's no way to go.
Yeah, there really isn't. But you feel this morning like the Yankees grew a little bit as favorites last night by watching this. Regardless of what happens in Game 5, they're at least inching forward to being in a better position for the ALCS than they were a day ago, because the Astros, at the very least, are getting pushed to the brink, and there's still a shot. Now, I know that people want to see Yankees, Astros. We've been talking about it for the longest time. It's strength against strength. It's the greatest thing in the world, but also, if you're a Yankees fan, you wouldn't mind seeing the Rays.
Well,
you'd
have home field advantage.
You wouldn't mind seeing the Rays
on Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday to kick the thing off, man. I mean, you don't want to cower away from the best teams. You don't want to take the road less traveled, if you will. I still think there's going to be a lot of Yankee fans that want to see Houston go out just to be able to feel better about a World Series appearance.
Yeah, but then you can't take anything for granted, man.
No. The Rays are going to be tough. They're going to be tough, but you'd still, the Yankees would be prohibitive favorites over the, for the Rays to slay the Astros and then do it again against the Yankees would be incredible. You'd still rather see the Rays. Now, I'm not saying the Yankees would sweep the Rays. I mean, they're a pain in the neck. They're a great baseball team. They're amazing. But it's not the Astros.
It's not the Astros. But, when you think about Verlander on 3 days rest, 84 pitches in 3 2/3 innings. That's something that they weren't counting on him having to do.
Yep. Right.
What kind of effect it has, only time will tell if, in fact, they win. But all I know is that yesterday was like one for the little guy. Yeah. Yesterday was one for the little guy. That's how you got to put it.
Yeah, and if they somehow pull it off, we've got three game fives now happening. Two today in the National League, one on Thursday, and none of them would be an upset like this would be an upset in the American League.
Right, and by the way, the games today, St. Louis at Atlanta, 5:02 on TBS, and then Washington at Los Angeles tonight, 8:37 on TBS.
Yeah, so and then Strasburg and Bueller is going to be an amazing one.
And then Thursday night, obviously, Tampa Bay at Houston, 7 o'clock on Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, that everybody's going to be glued to that. You have that, you have the Giants and the Patriots on Thursday night, and then we'll have a big football Friday, and we can preview the ALCS. That's going to be a gigantic Friday show for us. We're going to have a gigantic Wednesday show today, though, damn it. I'll tell you that right now. We just got it started. Boomer and Geo on The Fan across the country on CBS Sports Network. Eric LeGrand's going to join us in studio a little bit later today. Jerry will join us in a couple of minutes to give us the update.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.